Service Daily Newscast for October the 12th, 2020. I'm Mike Clifford. President Donald Trump launched the new week with a warning label on his favorite means of communication. Business Insider reports Twitter Sunday added the warning label to a tweet from Trump, who tested positive for the coronavirus and claimed he is no longer contagious. Trump tweeted Sunday that he received a total and complete sign-off from the White House yesterday. Trump said, "That means I can't get it in the tweet, immune, and can't give it." The president added, "Very nice to know." Business Insider notes the tweet contains misleading and potentially harmful information related to COVID-19. It remains accessible because Twitter has determined it may be in the public's interest. Oregonians continue to see their work go elsewhere because of trade-related job losses. More on that from our Eric Tegedoff.
According to an analysis, the state has been the hardest hit for its population size in recent years. The Trade Justice Education Fund, or TJEF, analyzed U.S. Labor Department data and found nearly 11,400 jobs left between 2017 and 2019, compared with about 10,000 between 2014 and 2016. Nate Aldrich, a former machinist for Boeing, is one of the folks that saw his work disappear. He says he thought Boeing was insulated from this trend.
Now we're having the same issues at one of the largest aerospace manufacturers in the world, so it's a little frustrating.
TJEF reviewed data from the federal government's Trade Adjustment Assistance Program, which provides unemployment benefits to workers who have been deprived of their jobs because of outsourcing or displacement by imports.
In the short term, the report suggests moving production of COVID-19 protective equipment from overseas to the U.S. California, meantime, has lost more jobs to offshoring than any other state during the first 3 years of the Trump administration. Steve Smith is with the California Federation of Labor and says people are really suffering.
Each one of these California jobs actually represents a real person, a real family struggling to make ends meet. And that struggle has only become all the more difficult given the pandemic.
And Will Wiltko with the California Trade Justice Coalition says the administration's policies actually incentivize companies to move production overseas. He says that is because the 2017 Republican tax bill taxes products made overseas at a much lower rate.
The federal government needs to really get serious about putting the interests of working families at the center of trade negotiations. You know, these trade policies were supposed to put America first, but they actually continued putting corporations first.
Advocates say they want to see wages lifted here, at home, and abroad, with strong enforcement of internationally recognized labor standards. This is PNS. A new bill in the General Assembly could help Pennsylvania farmers reduce polluted runoff going into rivers and streams.
Almost one-third of Commonwealth streams don't meet standards for drinking, fishing, or recreation, and farms are a major source of that pollution. Under the multi-state Chesapeake Bay Clean Water Blueprint, Pennsylvania is required to have plans in place to reduce water pollution flowing downstream to the bay by 2025. But according to Harry Campbell with the Pennsylvania Office of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, the state's current plans fall short by more than 25% of pollution reductions and hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
This program will put Pennsylvania in the position to achieve those water quality commitments, both locally and certainly within the context of the Chesapeake Bay.
Senate Bill 1272 would create an agricultural conservation assistance program to send farmers funding and technical assistance to help keep soil on the land and reduce pollutants entering local waterways. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Going back to school as an adult has many challenges, but Leap Tampa Bay is helping local students there complete their degree.
The new initiative at Leap Tampa Bay mirrors what used to be a statewide program called Complete Florida Plus. Governor Ron DeSantis vetoed the more than $29 million budget for the virtual program designed to help the state's almost 3 million adult college students. Matt Smith worked for Complete Florida, but is now managing Leap's coaching program.
Basically, what I've learned is that, you know, when a student has somebody that they can always either reach out to or have a specific contact, you know, they feel more emboldened to actually completing their degree.
Funded mostly by a grant from the Lumina Foundation, Leap Tampa Bay aims to pay particular attention to creating opportunities and removing barriers for the region's Black, Hispanic, and low-income populations. I'm Tramell Gomes.
And finally, Roz Brown tells us people across the globe can join the observance of Indigenous Peoples Day in New Mexico with a virtual celebration from the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center today in Albuquerque.
Last year, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed a bill to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous People Day in New Mexico. John Jahadi with the Cultural Center says many Indigenous people still practice social and spiritual constructs in their daily lives that trace back long before Christopher Columbus arrived in North America.
We commemorate the accomplishments of all these civilizations that existed in the Western Hemisphere. Their languages, most importantly, that gives us a sense of identity.
By the way, later this month, the Cultural Center is going to host Joy Harjo. Harjo is the current U.S. Poet Laureate and first Native American to hold that honor. And this is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, heard on radio stations big and small, and online at publicnewsservice.org.